It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this pretty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, we're going to have a treat today, a special treat, because a very fine actress is coming to visit our neighborhood. Her name is Margaret Hamilton. Here's a picture of her. She has played in many, many movies, television programs, and played on the stage. One of the movies that she played in was called The Wizard of Oz, and she played the part of the Wicked Witch of the West. That's one of the pictures from The Wizard of Oz. Here's another one. Can you find her in that picture? Here she is, hiding behind that tree. There's Dorothy and the Scarecrow there. Here's another picture of Margaret Hamilton as the witch, clear up there on the house. And here she is playing a part in Oklahoma on the stage. And here she is with a friend of hers by the name of W.C. Fields, and she's playing in a movie called My Little Chickadee. Oh, there's somebody at the telephone. Let's see who that is. Hello. Hi, Elsie. Yes, I was just showing my friend some pictures of her. No, she's not here yet. Oh, you don't need to bring it over. I can come over there for it. Fine. I'll be right over. Bye-bye. That's Elsie Neal. She knows Margaret Hamilton. And she has a costume there that Margaret Hamilton is going to put on to show you. Yes, it's a costume of that wicked witch. Mm-hmm. So I'll go over and get the costume, then we'll bring it back here. Come along, Elsie Neal.
Hi,
Elsie.
The costume's over here in this big box.
Oh, and here's the hat on top. Yes. How well I remember that hat.
And so do I. Margaret Hamilton is a fine person. I know you're going to enjoy this.
Oh, I'm anxious to meet her.
And that sounds like it. Sounds
yes.
Like the witch.
In The Wizard of Oz.
Yes. You know, when I was a little girl, I was so afraid of the witch in The Wizard of Oz. And my mother helped me to overcome my fear by teaching me how to play it out. And she taught me how to make a witch's hat.
How'd she do that?
Well, just with some construction paper.
Could you show me?
Yes, I have construction paper. Now, if I have some black... Oh, here's some black.
Here's some beanbag.
Would you like to help?
Surely.
Well, I'm going to need you to secure the pointed end and staple the bottom, the part that goes around the head.
Yes.
All right, now I'll roll up the cone.
Oh, you'll make a cone out of this.
I'll roll up a cone, and you'll secure the ends.
All right.
Thank you. Will you use that cellophane tape?
Better put a little more.
Yes.
That'll hold.
Yes.
Can you say staple this?
Yes. Let me measure it and see if it's right. Yes, that's about right.
here. I have to be very careful with this thing.
That's good.
That hold?
That will hold. Now, we have to even it up. That's about right.
Want to try it?
How do I look?
Great. Did you ever make the witch's sound when you had it on?
No, I never did. Yes. You do that very well.
But you know, your mother was a very wise person to be able to help you do that, because playing about something is one of the best ways of understanding how you feel about it.
That's right, and it certainly did help me. Now, the only thing you have to do with this is just put a brim on the bottom and it's finished.
Oh, fine. Well, that's a great idea. Now, I'll take this back, because Hamilton may be coming any time.
All right, and I'll open the door for you.
Thanks so much, Elsie.
All right, thank you for stopping by.
See you later.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye. Hamilton.
Oh, nice to see you, Mr. Rogers.
I'm so glad to see you. I'd like you to know my television friend.
How do you do?
Margaret Hamilton. Elsie Neal gave these to us.
Oh, how nice of
her. Won't you come in?
Yes, thank you. I'd love to.
That's a familiar costume for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Before we try this on, I'd just like to talk with you a while.
All right. It'd be lovely to talk to you.
I'm interested to know about how you felt about playing that wicked witch in The Wizard of Oz.
Well, I really was very thrilled to. I had done it very often, not that one, but a witch when I was a little girl on Halloween. That was the thing that I always wanted to dress up as. It's like lots of children would rather be a witch than almost anything else. There are lots of other things you can pick out. But that's the one I loved, and so when I had the chance to do this, I was very, very happy about it.
Well, girls and boys like to play witches.
Yes, they do. Yes, they certainly do.
And when you feel as if you'd like to play something a little bit scary, a witch is a fine thing to play.
Yes, she has lots of things about her. I've always felt that sometimes the children feel that she's a very mean witch, and I expect she does seem that way. But I always think that there are two things about her. She does enjoy everything that she does, whether it's good or bad. She enjoys it. But she also is what we sometimes refer to as frustrated. She's very unhappy because she never gets what she wants. Mm. Mr. Rogers, you know, most of us get something along the line, but far as we know, that witch just never got what she wanted. And mainly she wanted those ruby slippers because they had lots of power and she wanted more power.
Yes.
And I just think that sometimes we think she's just mean and a very bad person, but actually you have to think about her point of view, that it wasn't as happy a time as she wanted it to be, because she just never got what she wanted.
Did you have, it was hard work probably making that movie,
yes,
wasn't
it? Yes, it was lots of hard work. Sometimes people say, wasn't it fun, it must have been fun to make it. Well, it was fun, but it was lots and lots of hard work, just as you say, and sometimes uncomfortable, because you had to be very careful about your costume, and you had to do various things. And when I had to eat my lunch, I had to be very careful because my hands were all green. And when in the middle of the day the work stopped for a while and we had luncheon, I had to have a little girl who would break my bread for me, or what, a sandwich, whatever I was having, and sort of give it to me in little small portions, because it was very difficult to wash my hands, because then all the green would come off.
Because
and then,
that was makeup.
Yes, that was just all makeup. And then the face, too, you see. And so they didn't want to have to do that all over again. So I would be very careful about everything. But if I touched my dress, it was color. And the green would come off on the black dress, and then that wouldn't look very well. So I had to be very careful. So there were things like that about it for all of us that were difficult. But there were times when it was great fun, and we enjoyed doing it. But it was really hard work.
I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Well, when you were a little girl, you say you liked to get dressed up at Halloween like the witch. Did you like to play other parts?
Yes.
Do all kinds of play?
Lots and lots of other parts. And I think that that was fun, and we knew we were doing it for children, which was fun. But sometimes, Mr. Rogers, I'm a little unhappy because lots of children are quite scared by her, and that always makes me feel a little sad because I don't think any of us thought, you know, that it would be as scary as sometimes it seems to be. But when you understand her, when you realize it's just pretend, and that everybody can do it, you can do it. And little boys, as you say, do it. Little girls do it. And sometimes when you get older, you play at Halloween time that you're dressed up as something else, you know, masquerade parties.
Sure. And all witches don't have to be bad, either.
No, sometimes they're beautiful. Well, you know, there was a very nice witch. It was called the Good Fairy, but in a way she had powers and she could do things that other people can't do, and she was beautiful. Remember that lovely pink dress she had on? It's so pretty.
Would you try on a dress like the one you had on?
Yes, I'd love to. I think that would be fun.
Now, we've seen the hat, but Elsie told me that a lot of pieces of the costume were in here.
Oh, my. How nice. Yes. That's my skirt.
How would you put that? Oh, you just put it around like that.
Like this and tie it. Look at here. Something to put things in. Even witches have to have pockets. There.
It's helping me just to see you get into these things.
Oh, I'm glad.
To know that you're a real lady who got dressed up to play this part. I want to turn around and I'll show my friends that this is a real zipper back here, just like the zipper on my sweaters. There it goes. There. Oh, that looks great.
You know, this is just like a Halloween costume, too, isn't it?
It really is.
Oh, yes, there's the cape. Now, see? Sometimes I wear the cape and fly it around like that, and sometimes I don't wear the cape at all. Would you take the cape a minute, Mr. Rogers? Thank you. And now the hat. Now, let's see. Oh, there's your old friend, the Wicked Witch of the West.
How did she talk?
Well, she talked like this. It's very nice to see you.
Oh, that would be fun to be able to talk like
you
that.
You can. They all can. You can do it, too.
Sure. Oh, that just is wonderful. That really helps me to understand. You have grandchildren, don't you?
Yes, I have. I have three. I have a grandchild named Christopher, and he's 9. And I have a grandchild named Scott, and he is 7. And I have a little girl grandchild who is called Margie, who is 3 and a half.
Oh, they're lucky to have a grandmother who understands children so well as you.
Well, I'm very lucky to have them too, Mr. Rogers.
I know. You know, Elsie Neal is expecting you at her place.
Oh.
And I wondered if I couldn't just bring this case a little later over there.
Oh, all right.
And then we can meet
there.
And
I'll go just as I am.
Oh, you will?
Is that all right?
Oh, that'll be fine for the neighborhood.
That would be fun.
Can I give you this?
All right, thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, well, it's been lovely to visit with you.
And I'll see you a little later over there.
There I am.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Margaret Hamilton. Let's make believe about her, all right? Let's make believe she's such a princess of a person. Let's just make believe that she's a princess lizard and a princess witch. in the neighborhood of make-believe. All right, ready? Stop, trolley. Thank you. Now, this is the neighborhood trolley.
It's colorful, Friday.
Yes, and it goes well.
Good work, trolley.
Well, that'll do, trolley. You are excused now. Oh, do you remember how things were in college?
Oh, I think of those days often, especially crown balancing class.
Oh, that was jolly, wasn't it?
It was jolly all the time we kept our crowns on.
That's true. It wasn't so jolly when they fell off. Do you remember Princess Janine?
Oh, so well.
Remember the trouble she had in scepter class?
That was a scream.
Is that you, Lady Aberlin?
Oh, yes, it is, Uncle Friday. I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, on the contrary, I'd like you to meet my old college friend, Princess Margaret Lizard.
Oh, I'm glad to meet you, Princess Margaret.
Thank you, dear. So you're the lovely niece I've been hearing about.
Yes, yeah, she's my niece in whom I am well pleased. She sings and dances and looks nice and understands feelings.
What a talented lady.
You don't sound like someone who bites or eats people and tigers.
Oh, whatever gave you that idea?
Well, there's a little tiger who lives in that clock over there, and he is afraid of lizards because he thinks that lizards bite and eat people and tigers.
Sounds like we'll have to meet that little tiger.
Oh, would you have a talk with him?
Of course, dear. After all, I'm a princess.
Oh, yes, of course.
Run along then, you two. When you come back, Margaret, I'll be in the CYA room.
CYA?
Celebrating your arrival, naturally.
Oh, Friday, you always were the one for initials.
Well, see you later then. Farewell.
Farewell. Farewell, Uncle Friday.
Now, how do you like to travel, dear?
Well, I like to walk. Daniel's clock isn't so far away. How do you like to travel?
Invisibly.
Invisibly?
Yes. I'll walk beside you, but I just won't be seen.
Oh, that'll be fun. Let's go. Where are you, Princess?
Right over here.
Okay, well, the clock is just over here.
I'm practically there already.
Oh, you are fast.
And invisible.
I'll say. Oh, I think maybe you'd better stay invisible until I tell Daniel that you're coming for a visit.
All right.
Is the lizard here yet?
Not yet, Daniel, but as a matter of fact, she's going to visit you.
Here?
Right here.
Goodbye.
But Daniel! Daniel, she's a princess. And she's really nice.
Does she bite?
Not people and tigers. She wants to tell you that herself.
Have you seen her?
Yes.
And she didn't bite you?
Not at all.
Did you see her teeth?
Yes.
How big are they?
They looked very small to me.
Where is she?
Well, she's close by, just waiting to visit you.
You'll be here while she's visiting, won't you, Lady Aberlin?
I will if you want me to be.
I want you to be.
Princess Margaret?
Here I am, dear.
Oh, you are a lizard.
Yes, I am. And you are a tiger.
I'm a tame tiger.
And I'm a tame lizard.
I don't bite people or lizards.
And I don't bite people or tigers.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Just take a look at my teeth.
Oh, they're not very big.
No, and I eat only vegetables. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, too. I really think you're very nice.
Lots of people wonder about lizards, and they usually feel better when they've asked.
Well, I certainly do.
Daniel, do you have any other questions you'd like to ask?
I hope that you can stay a while and we can have another visit.
Well, I'll be here a couple of days. It's good seeing Friday and all of his friends. Incidentally, where is this Lady Elaine Fairchild I've heard so much about?
She lives and works at the museum go-round just over here.
Good. I'd like to meet her.
Well, I hope you have a good time. I'll see you both later.
Okay.
All right, Daniel.
Bye, Daniel.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And thanks for coming.
This is the way we let her know somebody's out here to see her.
Lovely bell.
Coming, coming. What's all the hurry about? Well, Aberlin, who have you got with you?
Lady Elaine Fairchild, I'd like to present Princess Margaret H. Lizard.
Well, hello there, Margaret. I want to know one thing for sure about you.
What is it?
Are you regular or special?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Well, which are you?
Oh, I'm special.
Just what I was hoping.
What are you two talking about?
Well, special lizards who visit make-believe places can turn into other things.
Want me to show you?
Oh, sure.
All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready. Say there. You are all right.
Hello.
Hello.
You're Princess Margaret H. Lizard?
Or Princess Margaret H. Witch?
Oh, you are something else.
Are you the same? The very same?
Oh, listen. Wait till I get you my newest witch's hat. Oh, boy, isn't she great.
I love to see it.
I can't get over the way you do that.
Friday used to love to see me switch to the witch like that.
Oh.
Well, very good. Very good.
I didn't know Friday had such fine friends.
Friday's a fine king. You just have to get to know him. Well, I think I better go see him.
As a lizard or as a witch?
A witch will do, for the moment.
Come back here for a visit, too, will you?
I will.
Witches are the best things. Toot, toot, dears.
Toot, toot, baby.
Now, what was the name of the room where Friday said he'd be?
Celebrating your arrival.
That's right. That's it. CYA room.
Do you want to go there right now?
Yes, I think we better. I want to plan a little festival for tomorrow.
What kind of a festival?
The Festival of Remembering.
Oh, sounds fun. Let's go.
All right, that way. Oh, I've something in this suitcase that will help with the remembering.
Oh, great.
Hi! Yes, Trolley, I've been having a great time. Thank you.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Since Daniel Striped Tiger is a tame tiger, he wanted to be sure that that lizard was tame, too. That's why he asked about teeth and what teeth did. You know, witches are like make-believe. They're pretend. And when you see witches on television or in the movies or read about witches in books, they're always pretend. When you're growing up, it's an important thing to be able to tell the difference between what's pretend and what's real. You see, everything here in my television house is real. This plant is real. Picture has a machine behind it. That's what makes the picture. Nothing magic or pretend. These fish are real, and I feed them real food. Everything in this house here is real. But everything in the neighborhood of make-believe is like a dream. It's like play. You see, it's pretend. That's just a piece of material. People could make a suit out of that, or a shirt, or a pretend witch's cape. It's people who decide what to do with things. That's why people are the most important in the whole world. I like to be able to introduce you to fine friends like Margaret Hamilton. Yeah, it's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. And we will talk more about such things tomorrow. Yeah, we'll pretend more about Princess Margaret H. Witch too. Bye-bye.
Public television stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.
This is PBS.